This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue the study which we began yesterday, This Is Your Life, based upon Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, where Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." We pointed out that in a very real sense, this points out the real fundamentals, the real essentials, what is really important in the life of each and every one of us. And so we can say, in a sense, this is your life. And we studied last time the fact that this passage teaches, at least by implication, that there are two inviters, and that every one of us has responded to the invitation of one of these two. Christ, who invites us to salvation and everlasting life, and Satan, who invites us to degradation and to eternal punishment. Then we noted that there were two gates, the narrow gate, which involves obedience to the gospel plan of salvation, not merely being religious, but obeying the plan of salvation, which is pointed out in the Scriptures, and the wide gate is being any other way, that is, any way other than the obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now we come to the third point in the lesson, This Is Your Life, and that is that it involves two ways. There is the straightened way, and there is the broad way. The straightened way involves the living of the Christian life. It involves a person having been baptized into Christ, and then living a life of walking in the light of God's Word, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. It means the living of a life of putting Jesus Christ and His kingdom, His church, first. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." It means that a person loves Jesus more than he loves anything or any person on this earth, as is made clear in Luke chapter 14, verses 26 to 33. It matters not how very dearly you may love your husband or your wife, your children, your mother and father, even your friends, even your business, your money, you must allow nothing to be more important to you than Christ. That's the living of the straightened way, walking down the straightened way. In Acts chapter 2, verse 41, the Bible says, "They then that gladly received His word were baptized, and there were added unto them that day about 3,000 souls." To be added to the church is to become a member of the family of God, and to walk down the straightened way is simply to live the Christian life. The other way is the broad way. It's any way other than the Christian life. It's living of a life in which one is not in the path, which is pointed out by the sacred Scriptures. There's a very significant passage found in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25, which says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." In 2 John verse 9, the Bible says, "Whosoever goeth onward and abideth not in the teaching of Christ hath not God." So there are two ways, the straightened way, the living of the Christian life, and then there is the broad way, simply the failure to live the Christian life. Then the final of the four things of which we have noted there are two is that of two destinies. We have noted there are two inviters. You have responded either to Christ or to Satan. There are two gates. You've either obeyed the gospel plan of salvation or you haven't. There are two ways down which to walk. You're either living the Christian life or you're not. And finally, there are two destinies, life and death. Notice he says, "Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life." There is only one gate that leads to life. There's only one way that leads to life. That is, in heaven with God, in that land that's fairer than day. And death means not destruction, not annihilation, but being cut off from God and everything that's good. It means the missing of everlasting life and being cast into eternal punishment. Revelation chapter 20, verses 10 to 15, and Matthew chapter 25, verse 46. Study those passages for yourself. Above all, study Matthew 7, 13 to 14 in the light of our study today.